I have recorded 100 episodes in a row without stopping, and I have absolutely loved it. And it was my intention to make each episode an episode that you would learn something from, you would understand something in a different way, and you would be able to take something and apply it in your life or in your way of thinking. I really have created these episodes, all 99 of them, to intentionally support you. But I thought for this 100th episode, we're friends. Me and you, we're friends. And my friends know things about me. So I'm going to share some things about me. And I thought instead of going on and on in a long-winded story of my life in this episode, which, you know, my story, probably like yours, I could fill a book. In fact, I could probably fill a whole series of Harry Potter books with my story. So I'm not going to sit and tell you like a long-winded story about my life. I thought I would split this episode into past, present, and future. So my past, what's happened up until this point, what's going on now, and then what my plans are going ahead. And firstly, we're going to start with the past and the question of how did I get here? Sitting here at my desk on a Sunday afternoon, it is 3 o'clock. This episode's coming out tomorrow, and speaking here with you, how did I get here? So growing up, it was me, my mum and dad. I don't have any brothers and sisters. And my dad, throughout my whole life, and I think throughout much of his life, from what I know, he suffered a lot with feelings of depression, which led to alcohol addiction. And it wasn't the easiest place to live. And because of everything that I saw growing up, I decided, I think I was about 12 years old, that I wanted to be a therapist when I grew up, because I just had this intention that I wanted to help people. And I guess that's coming from seeing my dad the way that he was. And I remember telling my mom and dad, that's what I wanted to be. And the reaction from my dad wasn't great. He didn't particularly like that idea for me. And looking back now, it's because no one knew what was going on at home when I was growing up. It was this huge, big secret. Things were kept quiet. And I learned that you don't talk about these things. These things are secret, and secrets have a lot of shame around them. So of course, me wanting to be a therapist meant the opposite of that. So I got this reaction and it didn't quite land with my dad particularly, like I thought it would. And I threw that idea in the bin. So I grew up, forgot about that, and I went to university. I never turned up to my lectures. I scraped my way through it. And just before I graduated, my dad died of suicide. And it was because of that happening that I started to look for a deeper meaning to life. And somehow my curiosity led me to Buddhism. And this was where it all started for me. I found a book on Buddhism. And then from Buddhism, I found The Secret. And I can almost guarantee that you've read The Secret. So I read that, read it again, got the audiobook, listened to the audiobook every single day on the way to work, on the way home from work. That audiobook was constantly playing on repeat. And from what I learned from The Secret and from Buddhism, I started to create more purpose in my life, more energy, more momentum, and I started to dream bigger. So fast forward to when I was 25, manifested my dream job, and I was using this new mindset, this new belief system to climb up my career in marketing, in this dream job that I had. until I realized it wasn't fulfilling me and I was becoming quite miserable. And I think that's when you know. That's when you know it's time for a change, when you start resenting something that you used to love. So I found myself very stuck. And me and my boyfriend, we were driving home from this trip away that we'd had, driving down the motorway. And we were involved in quite a bad accident with a lorry. A lorry had hit our car on the motorway. And it was that experience that created yet another huge turning point in my life. Because I realized I'd spent so long being so miserable, yet doing nothing about it. And I think that was one of the biggest things I learned from that accident, was I had spent maybe a year, maybe even longer, being angry, moany, miserable, resentful, complaining about everyone else. And what was I doing to change it? I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't doing anything to change it. So from that moment, I took action. I was so aware that I was alive, and that kicked my butt into so much action. And that was when I set up a business. And I've had a few. If you know me, you know I've had many, many business ideas over the years. I would say I've been trying my hand at different businesses from the age of 18. And it's so funny when I look back, the little girl who was sat on the stairs and declared that she wanted to be a therapist. She wanted to be someone who was going to help heal people. It led me on one huge circle. And it's not until you really look back at these things that you realize how much you're always being redirected. So let's look at the present. What's going on right now? So I'm actually in this era at the moment of finding more peace in my life, slowing down with my life. I find that we're so obsessed with wasting time. I have been obsessed with this myself. We are so obsessed with wasting time, not getting to where we want to be as quick as we would like. And that can cause so much pressure and stress and comparison. So right now, I'm looking at how can I bring more joy into my life? How can I bring more happiness into my life? How can I slow down now in order to speed up? And this isn't just about, oh, getting in the flow and everything will just manifest and being in your feminine energy. It's about all the times I know I have fried and frazzled my nervous system through my business journey in particular, and how I don't want my life to look like that. If I'm going to be in business for the rest of my life, I don't want it to come at the cost of my health and my happiness. So I'm slowing down this summer in order to speed up. I am looking at how I can find more peace, more joy, and be more calm whilst also running a business, manifesting what I want to manifest, going after my dreams. And then the future. What is going on in the future? What's my vision? And particularly, what's my vision for the business and the mission that I stand for, and for you as part of my community? And this is something that I'm putting out there. It's been in my head for too long. And that is this pull towards personal connection, in-person events, in-person retreats, wellness days, community connection, bringing people together in person. Because I love doing the online stuff, but in person is magic. It's literally magic. I remember the first retreat I went to, and I flew to Los Angeles to go to this business retreat, and that changed my whole life. And it wasn't even necessarily what I learned it was just this experience of traveling to a place I'd never been before with people I'd never met who want the same thing as I want. And putting myself in that environment, the unknown, looking back now, that trip to Los Angeles was the end of a chapter and the beginning of almost a brand new life. It changed me so much. And because I had that experience of going to this retreat and having a complete rebirth, I want to be able to create that for other people. And I just love being with other people and meeting other people. I love working with my clients one-to-one on Zoom, but to actually see you in person, living, breathing, feeling your energy, you feeling my energy, and us just connect together, that's what I want to do. So I'm putting it out there. That is my intention. That's my future vision for where I see this going. So come and tell me on Instagram if you would come, because I want you there, whatever I do, whenever this is going to be. So that was our 100th episode together. Thank you for being here with me. 100 episodes deep. I'm already looking forward to recording the next 100 episodes for you. And who knows where we're going to be come episode 200. Maybe we will have met in person. I hope so. I love you so much. And I will see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.